The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my blog Kol HaSridim on July 22, 2021, entitled Musings on the Inadequacy of Internet Research. A student of mine told me he heard that the Sanskrit greeting Namaste means the God in me sees the God in you. He wondered whether it would be problematic to use the phrase. I did some quote-unquote Google research on the translation and encountered a variety of opinions, ranging from the neutral hello, salutations, and greetings to you, to the more colorful, my soul recognizes your soul, and I honor the place in you where the entire universe dwells, and I bow to the place in you that is love, light, and joy. I remember that I'm Facebook friends with Rabbi Dr. Alan Brill, scholar of religion and author of A Rabbi on the Ganges, A Jewish-Hindu Encounter. I figured he'd know what Namaste meant and could weigh in on my student's question. Here's his response, with my translations and additions added in parentheses. Quote, Nama, the root of Namaste, means I bow to you, basically meaning salutation. All of Asia bows to the other person as a greeting. It is halakhically like adios, which means God be with you, or goodbye, which means God be with you. We paskin, we rule, that you can say goodbye and adios. The Nesivos, Rabbi Yaakov Lorberbaum, 1760 through 1832, makes it usser, makes it prohibited, but our poskim, our halakhic adjudicators, allow you to say goodbye. If you Google Namaste, you will find lots of drashot, homiletics, from Indian religions, but they go beyond the pshat, the literal meaning. End quote from Rabbi Brill. His response reminded me of how easy it is for concepts from different religions and cultures to get lost in translation, and how difficult it is for lay people to conduct research on the internet. This, in turn, made me realize how difficult it is even for Jews to understand our own religion, and how easy it is for our own concepts to get lost in translation. This is certainly true for the layperson, who, upon Googling any question about Judaism, will be confronted with a multiplicity of true and false opinions, and who will have no reliable means by which to independently assess or weigh the results. Sadly, this is also true of those who regard themselves as intellectuals, but who are just as incapable of conducting responsible research, whether due to the lack of adequate training or due to the distorting influence of their personal biases intermingled with ideas and values from other cultures, or to intellectual hubris, dishonesty, and laziness. And yet, what can we expect people to do? Admit that they aren't sufficiently qualified? Devote years of learning and training to becoming qualified? Forgo the instant gratification of a Google search to engage in serious dialogue with experts? This problem isn't new. Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim 134 described the same phenomenon 800 years ago. Quote, Now, if you awaken a man, even though he were the dullest of all people, and if you were to ask him whether he desired at that moment to have knowledge of the secrets of reality, he would undoubtedly answer you in the affirmative. But he would wish this desire to be satisfied and the knowledge of all this to be achieved by means of one or two words that you would say to him. If, however, you would lay upon him the obligation to leave his job for a week in order to understand all this, he would not do it, but would be satisfied with deceptive imaginings through which his soul would be set at ease. He would also dislike being told that there is a thing whose knowledge requires many premises and a long time for investigation. End quote from the Rambam. What alarmed me most about my quote-unquote research into Namaste was how readily I fell into this trap. I would never content myself with such superficial research on a Jewish topic, and yet with a non-Jewish topic, I was content with a simple search. Google might be trustworthy when it comes to checking simple facts, but true understanding is a different matter. Where does this leave us? How are we to go about researching questions of this nature? I honestly don't know. We have limited time and much to learn. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.